Ash, we must be doing something right.
What are we doing right?
Did you just start singing a song in your head right now? When I said must be doing something right?
Must be doing something right.
Yeah. I know people in our audience know.
Shoot. Is it a Christmas song?
No, it's a country song.
Oh. Oh, I can't think of it.
Come on.
Must be doing
you just make it right. No, must be doing something right. No?
Uh-uh.
I just heard you sigh.
No.
Laying into my kid. I don't know why I'm what singing it. It was such a thick. I'll show you later.
That vocal tone though was spot on for sure.
Wow, for sure. You. For thank sure. For much. Sure. Okay. Well, I'm saying we must be doing something right because I got an email.
Ooh.
And it is a special request.
It is.
Because you know, I feel like people listening to our episodes like.
Sorry,
did
I had a yawn.
Did you have to yawn so large? Oof. I just started talking to you.
I'm having a day, you guys.
I
this
haven't
is
even
coffee
seen
number
you all day.
Three, and I'm just having a day.
Well, apparently I bore you.
No, continue.
Just kidding,
please.
I'm just kidding.
No reflection on you whatsoever.
So we got an email from Grace.
Hey, Grace.
I was letting you, you know, say hi. And she says, I actually have a special request. Ooh. Is there any way y'all could start a weekly segment answering a fan question? Maybe even do a few questions. I think it'd be a cool way for us to get to know you guys better.
Wait, I love that.
That's what I was like, I feel like they should know us by now, but like, I love that people yeah. are like, wait, we want to know more
they
about you.
They want more. I love that.
So she said, I can start off with the first questions. We love a girl who takes charge.
Wow. She's cool.
So yeah, I guess apparently, guys, we'll see where this goes. But if you have questions, maybe we can just start by answering like simple, like yeah. straight to the point, you yeah. know? Okay. Ready?
Yes.
If you could have one animal that's not meant to be a pet as a pet, what animal would you choose?
Easily.
Oh.
Baby pig.
Oh,
those videos get me.
Like
and
the teacup pigs?
I know they get giant. No, just like a pig, you know?
Oh, but they have teacup ones that say small.
Yeah.
Oh.
But like a pig, you know, like a pig.
Okay. Charlie's a teacup. He's still a dog, Ash.
I think they're so cute.
They are really cute.
I cannot handle the videos that I see. I watch tons of them. I want a baby pig.
Yeah.
Little pig, okay. Little peanut.
But I mean, technically that's allowed. Like if you wanted a pig, you could get it, right?
Oh, is that, I just assumed like not a.
She means like straight
pet.
Up like tigers. You know what I mean?
Elephants. Oh.
But I mean, that answer could still work because it's not a typical pet.
Come back to me.
Okay. I think,
I felt so confident.
I think mine would be a monkey. Love monkeys. I had one of my last trips to Africa. We got to hold a baby one and the personality, the interactions were mm-hmm. so fun. It was like a little baby and he was just like the cutest, funniest little thing. I'll post a picture on our Instagram if I remember of me holding it. But that like changed my life. I like cried. I was like, this is the purest little animal.
I think I'd want a koala.
Ooh, that's a good
Taryn
one.
Taryn and I went to Australia at the top of this year, pre-COVID, and yeah. Got to pet and play with some yeah. koalas, and they were the cutest little things. I could just picture like my room having this like random branch sticking
dang,
out,
that'd be dope.
And him just like yeah. kicking it there 24/7. I feel
kicking
like it would work.
It. Ah, well, thanks, Grace, for wanting to
great
get to
question,
know us.
Grace.
We love that. How are you, Ash?
I'm doing good. I finally got the majority of my Christmas shopping done. I still have to do like two more errands, just two.
Oh, I know one of them's for me.
You don't know.
I edited your vlog last night.
What babe? If I lied?
You did?
What if I wanted to wow. keep you in suspense? You don't know.
Wow.
I'm capable of such things.
You are. You
so
are.
So anyways, I have two errands to run and they're not bad. Like they're easy errands. So I know exactly what I'm going for and exactly what I'm getting.
Oh, that's
good. So it's going to be cake. I'm thinking I'm going to do it tomorrow. So it's done before the weekend / the few days before Christmas.
Yeah.
Cause I do not want to leave the house
no,
around that
same,
time.
Same.
Absolutely not. How about you?
I'm great. I definitely, I don't know about any of you, but it's so funny because I feel like in this house, I was definitely the one who started Christmas shopping early. Yeah. Was on it. And yesterday I got two emails that two of my presents that I ordered literally like first are now not going to come till like January.
Isn't that how it always goes? So frustrated. It's so annoying when that happens.
But I get it. There's other things going on. And I know there, I can't even imagine like how much presents are being delivered through mail versus, So I get it. I'm trying to be patient, but you know, I might need Santa's assistance.
It's, a couple of my presents are running late and I'm concerned. And yeah. One of them's for TK. So I'm assuming I'm going to have to, our friend TK lives in Indiana. So I think I might just like ship it to her to try to make it fun. But yeah, it comes Monday.
Yeah.
So
what are you going to do? You
know? She leaves tomorrow. Yeah. I was like, dang, not even close.
Not even close. I have a tearing it up.
You have a tearing it up.
I know.
I love tearing it up. Guys, if you guys don't know, if you're new to the pod, what tearing it up is, this is our segment where you guys send in funny, embarrassing, awkward stories and we get a good laugh at it.
Yeah.
And that pretty much sums it up. But yeah, what's today's?
Okay, I'll tell you. Also, I'm dying. I don't, if you guys watch our YouTube videos, you probably notice like we always have at least one dog, sometimes three. And I can't even imagine, like right now, Chloe is pacing. She's very anxious. She doesn't want to be here. So it's just, I always wonder like if people are watching and are just like watching the dogs. Like, just that's what I would watch.
I would be like, what's going on over there?
Okay. Anywho. Hello, lovely ladies. Oh, I didn't read the, do I want to? Yeah. Okay. Tearing it up, an awkward Target encounter.
Ooh.
We love awkward Target
encounters. I'm supposed to go to Target later today.
Well, I hope this happens. I'm just kidding. Oh. Hello, lovely ladies. My name is Addie. You can say my name.
Hey, Addie.
Hey, Addie. See, again, say up, my girl? Name. Say, I keep hearing songs.
No one is around you.
Say, baby, I love you. Everybody now. Okay. I have a really embarrassing story to share with y'all. This is a really funny story about my I get it. This happened to her friend and she asked if she could share it. But first, I obviously need to shower you guys with compliments like any good email should. Ugh, love that.
We'll take them.
I love your podcast so much and I'm truly the biggest fan. I love listening to your episodes and I will shed tears of joy if you girls read this on the pod. Ugh. Well, grab your tissues, Addie.
Get ready.
Dreams coming true.
True. Right and left.
Anyways, let's get into the story. I'm going to tell this story in first person, even though it's my friends. I love that. We you know, it's immerse all about us. The delivery.
Feel like we're there with you.
Yeah. Okay. Because it makes it that much more funny and embarrassing. So now the story begins. So I was doing the holiday shopping at Target and I was headed to checkout. While I was in line, I realized the cashier was someone from my high school, which is never a good thing. Dude, same. I don't know what it is because I'll see people that I genuinely enjoyed and wouldn't mind catching up with. Something about being in a store shopping, like I will avoid people so hard. Like go down aisles I didn't mean to, which for me, right? Yeah. That makes no sense because I'm like the most social person ever. But there's something about like, I don't know. I don't know if it's
because you have stuff to do.
Probably. And like,
it's an interruption.
Conversations. Yeah. Like I hate forcing a conversation when I'm not like in it or feeling like someone's like giving me small talk. Not a fan.
No, same.
And also the older I get, the first question everyone wants to ask is, so do you have a man? Is there a special man in your life? I'm like, no, bro, but I'm over here making money. Why don't you care about that?
Yeah. Just super successful. Not a big deal. Got this kick-ass podcast. So what you got?
Yes. What do you have?
Just kidding.
Anyways, so I totally can relate to this. So we had a few classes together and of course he's really cute.
Of course he is.
So I stayed in line.
Yeah, you did.
I got up to the register. We talked for a few minutes when he asked me for my number. Okay, girl.
Cute Target boy.
I was a little surprised, but I gave him my number and said, when you text me, make sure you let me know who it is or that it's you, which I love this because it makes her like, you know, make sure you let me know who you are because I could have plenty of boys.
I got all the guys.
We love the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then he told me, He needed my number for the Target rewards card. Like, I'm there in that, Target. Like, I can feel that.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Honey. That's so embarrassing. I was so embarrassed and shocked that I couldn't even talk. My face turned super red, and all I could spit out of my mouth was, oh, sorry. The worst part was he was only halfway through checking out my items.
No, she didn't stand there.
We didn't talk or make eye contact for the rest of the time. When I left, I was in such a hurry to get out of that embarrassing mess. As I was going through the metal detectors, they started beeping. And of course, same guy came over and told me, just go. So small awkward moments that are the funniest. Thanks for letting me share my friend's funny story. Hopefully it made your day a little brighter. Love you too. XOXO Addy.
No. Dang. Oh, that's bad.
That's yeah.
Oof. I'm going to say I knock on wood. I don't run into anybody. Once I graduated high school, I didn't run into anybody. I haven't seen anybody. I was glad to get out of there.
Yeah. I feel like it's probably different because you definitely you left and you went to another city that wasn't just like a bordering city.
Yeah. Also, so, the school I went to wasn't in the city I lived in.
Yeah, that's true.
So not only did I not live in the city, but pretty soon after I picked up and moved. So I'm nowhere near there.
Yeah. So like my area, everyone.
Taryn. It doesn't matter where we go. She runs into someone. Yeah, someone runs into her. They want to sit and chat. And I'm just like, what is it like?
It's true.
You know?
Honestly, it's a little stressful.
To be known by so many people.
It's a little stressful because I'm not the most put together person. Mm, mm-hmm. So sometimes I'm like, people probably knew me when that happened, you know? Anyways. So that's our Tearing It Up. Thank you, Addy, for sending that in.
Thank you, Addy. That
Don't
was lovely.
Don't cry, girl.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, so you're going to go and then I'll go. Wait, what's
I'm going. They're the chickens.
Guys, not the chickens. Guys,
our neighbors got chickens. And
maybe they'll keep your pig.
Maybe I can get a pig and they can keep it for me. They got chickens and it's the cutest thing. You can hear them clucking. They wake me up in the morning. It's early.
I mean, that's legit. Who but can low say key, that? Like, who lives in LA low can key say?
In a really great way. Because I just leave I have a small window in the bathroom. And so it's not blaringly loud, but I'll just hear them and it wakes me up.
And it's like a very subtle, relaxing. I'm sure there's an app that could wake you up with like farm noises. I don't even need it.
Like my nightmare.
It works great.
It was cute. One day I was out in the backyard and I heard that it had laid its first egg.
Yeah.
And so I was listening to the dad talking to the kids about it.
Yeah.
And then he tells his wife, he's like, honey, no more buying eggs. We're all organic. It was so cute. I was like, should I get a chicken?
Also, it's like the best idea because like their kids are stuck at home with them, you know, and this kind of became their like everyday chore is to like feed the chickens, clean the coop, like grab the eggs, like just take care of them. And I thought that was really cute. That's so anyways, awesome. Yes, if you hear any clucking.
It's not us.
It's not chickens.
Why would it automatically be me, Ash?
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into my story. Okay. She writes, I'll say the title anyways. The title is Matron of Horror.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bom, bom, bom. She writes, Dear Ashley and Taryn, first off, I want to say I love listening to your podcast and have listened since day one. I love listening to all the stories and I love the all caps, the October series.
Same.
We miss it.
I know, same.
Should we bring it back? February scary stories? Sure.
Honestly, it'd be fitting because everyone's all talking about love. Yeah. We're like,
screw Valentine's Day.
So we should talk about death.
Okay, we're done. I know the proper term is matron of honor. Mine, anyway, was horror. Mm. I thought I would send a juicy story about my wedding this summer. Yes, you can use my name. My name is Kim.
She's like, I don't care.
She said, let's go.
She said, let me find out.
Kim's about to pop off. I'm just kidding. Okay, here she goes. I was engaged for 1 year and 4 months. I had this day planned to a T, as you can imagine. I remember being so excited for the year 2020.
All of us were.
Well, that is until March. Obviously, due to reasons I don't even care to talk about because we all know what 2020 has been like. Anyway, I had this best friend for about 10 years. She got married last year, and whenever I would talk about my wedding, she would always bring up hers. About the stress she had and about how much stress I was going to have. Honestly, crazy to believe, but I didn't stress as much as a normal bride would. I looked at everything with the thought, if something doesn't go as planned, then it's not what God has planned for us, which I love. I think it's better to just think that way.
I think that's a great way to think.
In all aspects of life.
Yeah, I agree.
Now on to the juicy stuff. Once the pandemic hit, this quote unquote friend, we'll call her Sarah, would constantly bring up how I'm going to have to cancel my wedding and wasn't going to get what she got and kind of would compare our two weddings together.
Wait, she's telling her she needs to cancel her own wedding?
No, the best friend is telling Kim that she needs to cancel her wedding because of 2020.
Because
of everything that this year brought.
Why is that her job to tell her that?
That's a good question, isn't it?
Sarah.
My mother-in-law soon noticed right away the stress and the upsetting look that I would get whenever she would start talking about my wedding and comparing it to hers. I was so nervous to talk to Sarah about it because I knew I would get this whole story on how lucky she was to have had her wedding go so smoothly. For example, I didn't know if I would have a videographer, and when I talked to her about it, she told me that I would have to watch her wedding video. The whole thing is seriously so good, she puts in quotes. That right there was the most heartbreaking thing, or how we picked to go to Hawaii for our honeymoon, and she instantly would talk about how amazing hers was in Jamaica and how we won't get to go on ours, which is so unfortunate.
I can't see on this girl already.
Then came my bachelorette party. Sarah barely had anything planned. My friend I have been friends with for maybe a year decorated my mother-in-law's basement for it, and my matron of honor did not do anything but buy some snacks. When my friend brought it up to her, apparently she said, well, we didn't do that for mine, so I didn't think we would do it for hers.
Ew.
Sarah also got upset because my two friends brought alcohol for it and we got a little quote unquote too drunk. So she created a lie and had her husband call her and say that he locked himself out of their condo and needed her to go home so that he can get in, even though her parents live 5 minutes away from the condo and I and our bachelorette party was an hour and 10 minutes away.
Wow.
That says it all right there. She didn't want to actually be there for my bachelorette party. I let it slide because I do not do well with conflicts. Same girl.
I was like, Ash.
My mother-in-law, however, not so much. She texted her and asked her if she was okay and if she actually wanted to be here for me and so on. That's when Sarah's dad, a 24-year-old's father, came in and went off on my mother-in-law. And Sarah did not talk to me again after that.
What?
Apparently, the friend brought her dad into the conflict because the mother-in-law
called her
stood
out.
Up and called her out. She called her dad. I can't. Again, my stress level was already on high because I live in Michigan and we were completely shut down for a while and still are, which is completely understandable. I still had an amazing wedding with close friends and family and it was a night I would totally relive. I still have that feeling of guilt, like somehow I did something to make Sarah feel that way and that I should have just been upfront and honest that everything bothered me a lot. She has completely blocked me on everything.
Oh my
gosh. So we do not have any way of communication. I feel good venting to you guys, and I'm so sorry for the long email. Also, I do not know if you guys will read this, but I will attach a photo of me and my handsome husband on our big day. I hope you guys are staying safe. Have a Merry Christmas, and I'm living for your Vlogmas content. Ashley.
Hey, girl.
Seriously love watching your vlogs. Thank you, Kim. So sweet.
Thank you.
Here is a photo of her and her man.
Oh my gosh, cute.
You guys are stunning. This is a great photo. I freaking, anytime there's a veil involved,
I know.
It gets me every time.
I know.
Well, there's so many things that I want to say. I have had so many friends that were supposed to get married or, you know, weddings I was supposed to attend and stuff that got canceled this year. So, I mean, the best way to look at it is at least you weren't alone.
Yeah.
You know, seriously. The amount of stress that I know people were dealing with weddings this year. I can't even imagine. So I'm just so happy that you actually were able to get married. So congrats on that. The friend, on the other hand,
woof.
I've been to a handful of bachelorette parties where the maid of honor didn't actually do what she was supposed to do. And it really is one of those moments where you're just kind of like, it kind of puts, you know, kind of brings a whole new perspective on the friendship there because it's an honor. It's an honor to be able to dote on like your friend.
Yeah.
And I do think, you know, bridezillas do kind of make that hard sometimes, but this was a simple decorate. And if she didn't do anything, then I'm glad that your friend stood up for you and your mother-in-law stood up for you as well.
I just think like, obviously I think I've mentioned on here, I've been in 1,000 weddings.
Taryn has.
I've planned bachelorette parties when I wasn't the maid of honor.
Yes.
Because I think people just know, like, I'll just do it, you know? But I always try to, because I don't think I've been in one wedding where there wasn't some type of ridiculous drama. Mm-hmm. And I think what it boils down to is not everyone is able to fully separate their needs and wants from a situation.
Yes.
Like when it comes to a wedding, it's not about you. Mm-hmm. It's not your job to do anything. And if you don't like or don't want to do something, you don't have the right to voice your opinion.
It's not your wedding.
It's not your day. They can have you wear a freaking trash bag if that's what they want and you're a good friend, you do it.
Yes.
Like bottom line.
Yeah.
So it's
that's the whole joke. It's like the ugly dress joke. No one actually wants to wear the bridesmaid's dress typically, but they wear it because it's their friend's choice.
Fully.
Yes.
So I without fail end up being the one that pisses everyone off because I'm so blunt. I remember one wedding I was in, the photographer was trying to get a photo of the bride putting on her lipstick in a mirror. Mm-hmm. And so I watched them walk up to the mirror and one of the bridesmaids was doing her hair in front of the mirror. So the bride was like, hey, like, you know, can we get this shot really fast? And she was like, I'm doing my hair.
Ew.
And I looked and I was like, okay, Taryn, you're fine. You don't need to say anything, but I couldn't help it. And so I walked up and I was like, move.
Yeah.
Like move. They're trying to get a shot of the bride whose wedding you're getting ready
not
for.
It's not like another bridesmaid. Yeah. It's like, hey, scoot over. No. I'm trying to get a selfie.
And she looked up and was like, I'm in the middle of curling my hair, I was like, I don't care, move. And she was like, oh my God. And like started crying. And I was like, I don't care, like move. But I'm just saying, like, that's the tiniest example of things I've seen. And mm-hmm. it all comes down to people caring more about what their right is, what their feelings are, what they feel like they're owed, when it really has nothing to do with them.
Yeah. I don't know Sarah at all, obviously, but I'm listening to, you know, her constantly comparing your weddings, her constantly bringing up her own videos and how you need to, you know, be more like hers, or how it's a bummer that yours isn't going to go just like hers went. And I can't help but just hear like narcissism in my head. Seriously. And just like the bells, red flags are just flying in right and left. I'm like, okay, well, this girl clearly doesn't care about you if all she's talking about is herself.
Yeah. No, it's so
especially
true.
At a wedding. That's where things, it's like, okay, people can be self-centered at times, that's fine, but like this, like Taryn said, is supposed to be your day.
Yeah.
So I do want to say, if there's anyone out there that's like, you know, about to get married or planning on getting married or whatever, if these start showing up before, you know, a distance before the actual day, I think you have every right as a bride to be like, hey, listen, I, you know, would love to have you in the wedding. You know, I can't wait for you to, you know, be here, but I'm going to relieve you of that job title because I, you know, I don't want to deal with it. Yeah. And you seem busy and, you know, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give this to someone else who can handle it. Or, or if someone's being a real pain in the butt and you can't handle it, and again, this is your day, I see no problem saying, would love for you to come and enjoy the wedding with the rest of our guests. Yeah. But I'm going to ask you to be off the party because I don't have time for this.
Yeah. And you have every right to do that. A lot of brides are like, I can't deal with like a friendship drama on top of all this stuff. Oof. And you know, like those type of people, you say anything to them and they'll just cause so much drama. So I get picking your battles of like, I'm just going to put up with her and whatever. But I will say, almost every wedding, there is this true color scenario where that person then is no longer in the person's life.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to address, you were like, I still feel guilty. Don't. Like, from what you're saying, you did nothing wrong. And I think that if someone can so, and I need everyone to hear this, because everybody has that person that they feel guilt and like, our friendship ended, our relationship ended, and I feel guilty.
Pop off, Taryn.
All I'm going to say, obviously I'm triggered because I've been through it. If someone can so easily walk out of your life, they don't deserve to be in your life in the first place.
Dang.
People fight for people they love. Mm-hmm. If I'm hurt by someone, if I care about them, I will fight to try to right that wrong or to let them know how I feel to continue a relationship. If someone hurts me and my thing is to be like, eh, I don't need them anyways, then I don't care about that person. Mm-hmm. So if people walk out of your life without trying to like reconcile or even give you the decency of a conversation, they don't deserve to be in your life and you need to just move on. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. I think it's just a blatant thing. I think there's nothing wrong with reaching out and trying to make sure you've done all you can to try to reconcile. Yep. But at some point, these people don't deserve to keep hurting you over and over and over when they've made the choice to cut you out.
Yeah. And I mean, the fact that I'm just, this part just sealed the deal for me. The fact that she had to bring in her father to come and deal with the mess and the, she got so uncomfortable being called out that she had her dad come and deal with it. I'm sorry. I think,
can't imagine my dad yelling at anyone.
I think it's a good thing that she's gone because she sounds like quite the handful. But I do want to be careful saying that. I'm sure this hurt very much. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but you know,
but you had a beautiful wedding with people you love. The photo is so cute. And I think everyone's trying to do the best they can in this time.
Yes.
So hang on to the people who care about you and are pouring into you too. And the rest of them, it's going to be interesting after this pandemic when all of a sudden people start coming back in people's lives like, hey, what's up? And you're like,
where have you been
all
year?
You were not here.
Yeah, so exactly. Bye. Yeah.
You lost your seat at the table.
Yeah. And you know, friends come and go. Unless you have a Taryn.
Yeah, we don't go anywhere.
For life.
You're stuck. Okay. All right. Should I go into mine?
Yes, please.
Well, thank you so much, Kim, for writing in. We really appreciate it and hope you feel validated to just move forward, girl. Mm-hmm. Move forward. Enjoy mm-hmm. your life. Okay, so my story is called My Family Gives Me Anxiety.
Ooh.
She put, hi, Aaron and Tashley. She's like, I smushed your names together because I could not choose whose name to put first.
Oh my God.
So are don't you worry. A nine? About, I know your names and I'm a true fan, I promise. I read it at first and I was like, what? I've never heard
that's
my name.
That's so funny.
Like that. I would like to remain anonymous, but.
Oh.
Almost gave it away. She gave us her name. Just oh, us. Got it's it. That. What is you see it?
Got it.
Cute. Nice to meet you, Anonymous.
Hello.
I love you guys so much. And if I'm being honest, out of all the podcasts I listen to, I will re-listen to each of your podcasts like 6 times.
Get out of here.
I love that. You guys brighten my day and I've been alone in my apartment in college. So you've pretty much become my best friend.
Oh, we love you too.
Love you, Anonymous. Wink, wink. I know your name. So you guys asked for family stories and I definitely need advice on some family issues.
Ooh, let's go.
I know. For a little background, my brother and dad have always had a complicated relationship. A rebellious teenage boy and a father who demands respect do not necessarily get along. For years, my nights at home would consist of me listening to them scream at each other. And at times things would get aggressive. Nothing too bad happened, but I can say over the years, I've lost a lot of respect for my father and I've started to slightly resent my brother for being so problematic. I fully get that. I was excited to go off to college. And even though COVID took away most of my college experience, I was able to move out of the house. Living alone in an apartment for the past 3 months has helped me realize how much anxiety my family causes me. It's amazing how when you separate from something, you're like, mm-hmm. either, oh my gosh, I miss it, or oh my gosh, I'm a better person. You know?
It's like you don't even realize what you're going through until you're out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And either how much you needed it or how much you do not need that in your life.
Yeah, fully. My dad with his yelling, my brother with his stubbornness, and my mom who always dumps all of her worries about our family onto me. I want to be there for her, but everything she says really affects how I feel. Fully get that too.
Mm-hmm.
Now to where I need advice. I'm home for 3 weeks for winter break, and a whole new layer has been added to things I'm feeling anxious about. Eating disorders. While I was at college, my brother was diagnosed with an eating disorder and he had to go to inpatient care for a week. Oof. He is now home, but following a very strict eating schedule. As expected, he is very upset about everything that is going on, so the tension in the house is worse than before. Not to make things worse, but my mom, since she has done a lot of research on eating disorders, now believes that I have one called orthorexia, which is someone having an obsession with healthy food. An unhealthy obsession with healthy food.
Got it.
Being home has definitely shown that this may be true. My brother has to eat a lot of food that I would classify as unhealthy because he needs to gain weight. Mm-hmm. I only want to eat certain foods because I view them as healthy. And if I don't, I feel really bad about myself. But I'm scared to ask my mom to buy me groceries because I know she already suspects me that I have this eating disorder. I'm filled with so much anxiety right now between needing to eat food that I want to eat, not wanting to upset my brother who has to eat food that he would classify as unhealthy. Sorry, I feel like I said that weird. Asking my mom to help me get food that I want and my dad not being respectful about my brother's eating disorder. So not only is the normal anxiety I feel around my family, but this whole new thing with my brother's situation and me possibly as well is adding to my anxiety. I hope this email makes sense. I am stuck at home for 3 weeks, so I need to find a way to deal with everything. I know I didn't ask a very clear question, but honestly, I don't even really know specifically what I need help with, so any advice would help. Also, my ex who broke my heart 5 months ago reached out to me today, so I'm having a bad day.
Of course he did.
A bad week, yeah. It would be amazing if you read my email on the pod, but even if you don't, just typing this out has helped me process my emotions. By the way, I have a therapist, but they have so many clients that I only see them every 3 weeks. So any advice you would give me would be much appreciated. Love you guys so much. Can't wait to listen to next week's pod, even if it's not my story. Love, Anonymous.
Well, surprise. It's your story.
It's your story, girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I want to say a very clear disclaimer before we get into the story.
Yeah.
Both of us acknowledge like eating disorders are a very serious thing. A lot of times that need professional help. We are not professionals. So what we are giving advice on, I just want to make it very clear that we're not trying to take the place of a professional. Mm-hmm. So I think if there is concern coming from your mom, it sounds like you're already seeing a professional. So that's great. I'm sure you're addressing this and making sure everything's, you know, being addressed and on track. But I just wanted to say, because I feel like this is a very serious thing. And mm-hmm. I think especially now with so many people that are just home and depressed, and binge eating is probably taking a turn for a lot of people, me mm-hmm. included. I think it's just something we need to be clear about, that this is a situation that you might need to seek out help. And yes. So I don't want anybody going through the same situation to take our word as gold, because yeah. it's not.
It's a very unprofessional opinion.
This is unprofessional. This is very specified to what we're reading right now. And one of the reasons I was like, yeah, I think we can talk about this, is because she is getting professional help. So just wanted to throw that out there first.
Yeah.
Did you have anything you wanted to start with?
Oh my God. So, I mean, so many things. I feel so bad for you. That sounds like a very stressful holiday.
Yeah.
And holidays are supposed to be like happy and relaxing with your mm-hmm. family, and like casually eating with no pressures around yeah. food, you know? So the fact that, especially holidays when all you do is bake and cook and like do all these things.
Yeah.
With that amount of pressure around something that you do during the holidays,
yeah.
that's a lot. And I'm so sorry that you're going through that. I think the best thing, I know my mom's going to listen to this, so sorry for using you, isn't it?
You good? Mark, everyone listening was like, do you ever do that when you listen to someone?
My voice just like disappeared yeah. for a second. I know my mom's listening to this, but I'm going to use you as an example. She tends to research everything, mm-hmm. absolutely everything. And it's one of her gifts. Like if you need something to
yep.
to figure something out, she's got you, she's and she'll it. Be back in contact with you in 30 minutes with an answer. It's like gold. She's amazing. However, I do think that all of this research and all of this extremely helpful stuff that she's capable of doing can kind of cause this huge filter over her face where mm-hmm. it looks like all of a sudden everyone is resembling these yep. symptoms that you're reading.
Yep.
Which again can be so helpful in specific situations, but in general, I think it's very stressful. It gives you a lot of anxiety. And I think me and my sister have had conversations with her multiple times where we were like, hey, I don't think this is that situation. I yeah. see where it's stemming from, but this is not that specific yeah. instance. So our mom sounds similar. So the only thing I could think of for your conversation with your mom, which I do think you need to have a conversation with your mom, is to just kind of tell her straight up, just be like, hey, listen, I understand that you did research. Please understand that I take it seriously. And I appreciate that you care, because the reason she's researching is because she cares yeah. about you. However, I am coming to terms with this on my own. Mm-hmm. I have a therapist. I'm obviously taking steps towards, you know, dealing with this. I would appreciate if you would not try to diagnose me, because yeah. you're not a doctor. Mm-hmm. And then two, just because I have a fixation with healthy food doesn't mean I should eat junk.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be some kind of like middle ground, and maybe you and her can discuss what that middle ground should be.
Yeah, I think I like that you brought that up, because I was thinking the same thing. Like the fact that your mom is doing research on her own time, like about eating disorders, shows how much she cares about your brother. Mm-hmm. Because if she was like dismissive about it, she wouldn't be researching.
Yeah.
This is something that is so freaking common.
Yes.
With you know, they talk about it a lot with people who go to like med school, or even like me when I was starting to take my psychology courses. Mm-hmm. Everything I read, I was like, oh my God, this person has that. I have it. Yep. Like whatever. Because you can make a lot of people fit into like certain categories.
And people go through like things that kind of brings out different emotions in them.
We all have tendencies that mm-hmm. resemble different things. I think that I have a lot of OCD tendencies. Like I think if I really went and pursued it, I could be diagnosed with slight OCD. Mm-hmm. And there's things that I read when I'm reading about that I'm like, I can relate. And there's things with other things. Where the danger comes in is when you get tunnel vision to the point where you're like, this is truth. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening. And you focus and fixate on that. So I think you do need to have a conversation with your mom where you're like, hey, I get that you're concerned about me and you care about me. And I love that. I want you to know, like talk to your therapist and be like, do you have any concerns with like how I'm eating? Has this ever been something you're concerned about? And be like, mom, you are not a professional. I love you and I hear you, but even my therapist, I've gone over this. I don't have a problem. I just eat healthy food.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Ash eats super healthy and she says the same thing a lot. Like when I don't like the way I feel because either
I think I said it on this podcast.
Her stomach or she'll be like, oh, I've been working so hard. Like I just like, you know, lost part of my progress. Mm-hmm. There is an unhealthy balance that can come with that. And Ash has experienced it. I've experienced it when I was eating healthy. But you know what I mean? Like you can come too like obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So it is a thing to watch for. But if that is your choice, there are things that you can do for yourself. Like you should be the one going shopping for your own food. Mm-hmm. If you're on vacation, Ash straight up brings like salmon, eggs, spinach, all this stuff when she comes on vacation with my family, because that's her choice to eat that.
I think I'm so weird.
Everyone's like, oh, you're cooking salmon.
But I don't do it to for any other reason other than
this is my choice.
I want to eat healthier so that when I do choose to splurge, like I feel like I can, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And
that
maybe
makes sense.
You can even say that to your mom and be like, hey, I have some things I would love to add to the grocery list because I'm, you know, trying to follow this healthy diet. But if it's too difficult, I can go buy it for myself. Yeah. Just so it's like her saying, like, hey, you are buying groceries for everyone to eat. Like, can I have what I want? So that's what I would say. I think you need to talk to your mom. I would talk to your therapist too. And girl, if your therapist is not giving you all that you need, like if you need more than 3 weeks, like find other places, other outlets, like talk mm-hmm. to friends. You know, we always talk about BetterHelp. Like that would be a great one just to specifically go to an eating disorder specialist, and you can sign up and stop whenever you want. I'm not saying it has to be BetterHelp, but like something like that where it's like, let me just do like a quick couple of like Zoom or phone calls or text, whatever, just to like get a baseline and make sure like I'm not missing something. Cause I think that's smart.
Yeah.
And then from there, just sit your mom down and be like, I love your intention. I love that you love me and you care about me, but you don't need to worry about me too. Like let's focus on brother and make sure he has the support system that he needs right now, especially mm-hmm. if he's not getting it from your dad.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm good. Like I don't need you to worry about me.
Yeah. You've got to also just like lean in and help reassure her that there is a trust that you share with her. And because of that trust, she needs to be able to trust that you will take care of yourself.
As far as your brother and your dad, we can't control other people. It sounds like this has been going on for your entire life. So obviously, like, listen to your gut. If there's points where you want to stick up for your brother or say something to your dad or talk to him on the side, obviously do that. But at the end of the day, if this is just the dynamic that's going to be there, the only thing you can really do is make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. So I would build in your routine while you're there, walks. I would like listen to music in my room. I would eat lunch on a blanket in the backyard. Like whatever you got to do to create little breaks for you to just refresh mm-hmm. because you're not going to be there forever. So I think a lot of us, like when we're put in those situations that are just short term, like build within things to help you just like fill back up so that you can have enough energy and stamina to get yep. through that time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you go home, then you're in control of your own situation again.
1,000%. Ugh, good luck. I think you've got this.
No, I think you definitely have got it, but I definitely think there's steps to come. And we love you. We're here for you. Definitely make sure, you know, when people who love us bring up a concern, it's good to just double check. And hopefully everything's clear. Create those boundaries, you know, and just try to have a good holiday. We'll be thinking about you for sure.
Rooting for you 100%.
Rooting. All right. Should I end with a dad joke?
Yes.
This was sent again by my friend Kyle. He always sends the best dad jokes.
Thanks, Kyle.
Dad jokes. Christmas themed dad joke. Ready?
Ready.
How can you tell snowmen from snow women?
You gonna guess? Is it a dirty joke?
I mean, not that dirty. Jeez. I was
gonna say something with balls.
Yeah, really?
Check for snowballs.
Check for snowballs. Yes.
At least I was kind of there.
You were.
On the right track. Was it kind of a dirty joke?
But I was gonna say something with balls.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
This is the last time we talk to you guys before Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a happy holiday. Yes, if you need to get away from your family. Listen to an episode.
Come to
our podcast.
We'll be your family.
Love you all. Thanks for watching.
Love you. Bye.